Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. Of course, that is Mountain Standard Time, and a little bit of a cool one here in the valley this morning, minus one, with the winds out of the southeast at 5 kilometers an hour. Humidity sitting at 90%, and barometric pressure 102.5 kilopascals and falling. Now, they're calling for cloudy conditions today with a 40% chance of rain showers or flurries this afternoon, 40% chance of flurries over the northern sections this morning. Again, a high of plus 2 degrees today. Tonight we'll go down to zero with a chance of rain or flurries, and Wednesday, chance of flurries with a high of minus 1. And Thursday, we're looking mighty fine in the sunshine, although they were calling for cloudy yesterday, and it was so sunny, it was incredible. And we had a beautiful day. I think, what the heck did we peak out at yesterday? 7.4 degrees, that wasn't bad. And anyway, so Thursday, high of minus 3, a little bit of a cold front moving in there toward the end of the week. And then it looks like we have cloudy conditions from Friday right through till Monday with highs in around the minus 2 to 0 mark. All right, what shall we start things off with here today? I'm thinking a little Jon Stewart with some Stevie Nicks. This one goes back to 1979 from the Bombs Away Dream Baby album, and the name of this song, Gold, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
My guitar. You're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
I'll teach you all I can. Say I know a little. Lord, I know a little about it.
Leonard Skinner there with I Know a Little from the 1977 release Street Survivors. And before that we had The War, Spill the Wine. Quarter to the hour here, and welcome aboard the morning show, everybody. And let's see, this time of the show, we like to do a little segment here called This Day in Canadian History. And our first story is from 1992 out of Ottawa, and that's when Brian Mulroney signs the North American Free Trade Accord at a ceremony on Parliament Hill. George Bush and Mexican President Carlos Salinas de Gortari sign in separate ceremonies. The deal must be approved in legislature in three countries, and of course it did. Let's see, today's Canadian birthdays, we have, just let me have one quick look. Yes, all right, I'll do this one. William Lyon Mackenzie King, public servant, politician, Canada's 10th Prime Minister, born on this day at Kitchener, Ontario, but at the time the name of the town was called Berlin, dies in Ottawa in 1950. And what else do we have here? Eugene Levy, comedian, comedy writer, born on this day in 1946 at Hamilton, Ontario. Levy is best known for his SCTV network characters Earl Camelbart, Bert, Bobby Bittman, Sid Dithers, and the Schmengi brothers, Stan, won an Emmy for writing the Energy Ball and Sweeps Weeks. And then we have Mark Gain, guitarist, keyboardist, songwriter, born on this day in 1953 in Toronto. Gain played for a band called Martha and the Muffins. And that's actually will lead us right up to this next song here, Echo Beach by Martha and the Muffins, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Waves make the only sound. Albert.
There's a workshop odor in the gods for the people.
This is Guess Who with Albert Flasher from the Live at the Paramount, and that album came out in 1972. All right, coming up, we've got Lola by the Kinks, followed by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I love rock and roll.
Just like Coca-Cola, C-O-L-A, cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a thumb-prone voice she said, Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, la 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 Lola. Thank you.
are listening to the South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting out of Creston Valley. And be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
By the record machine, I knew he must have been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. His name, that don't matter, he said, 'cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? And next we're moving on, he was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on, he was with me.
Jet and the Black Hearts, I Love Rock and Roll. All right, we've got the news crew standing by. We're going to give them a full 4 minutes and 30 seconds for a news update. And we'll be back on the second half hour here very soon with some more great tunes right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is December 17th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. Survivors of an Ontario Indian residential school are in court today, looking to force the federal government to release legal documents they say will help them with their abuse claims. CBC's Karina Roman reports.
Edmund Matatwaban went to St. Anne's Residential School in Fort Albany, Ontario, from 1956 until 1963. His stories include being made to eat his own vomit and being shocked in a homemade electric chair. Under the residential school settlement, there is a system by which people like Matatwaban can make a claim for compensation. There are documents from a 5-year provincial police investigation and subsequent trials that survivors say would corroborate their stories. At first, the federal government said it had no obligation to get the files from provincial authorities. But in fact, Ottawa had obtained many of the files 10 years ago and still has them. Faye Brunning is a lawyer representing some of the former students.
Why have they done this? I truly don't understand.
In withholding the documents, the government argues there are privacy concerns. Matatwaban doesn't buy it. He says his father didn't believe the Prime Minister's 2008 apology to residential school victims. 5 years on, he wonders if his father might have been right. Karina Roman, CBC News, Ottawa.
Later this morning, a Quebec judge will release a long-awaited report into the death of an 18-year-old Montreal man shot and killed by a police officer in the summer of 2008. The CBC's Catherine Cullen has the details.
In the hours after Freddy Villanueva was killed, rioters burned cars and ransacked businesses. The shooting of an unarmed 18-year-old exploded in fury at police. But since the coroner's inquiry began in 2009, it has faced delay after delay. The first judge resigned for health reasons, and key witnesses refused to testify unless their legal fees were paid. Then the City of Montreal and the Police Brotherhood went to court to avoid releasing information about the safety mechanisms on their weapons. The day he was killed, Freddy Villanueva was with a group playing dice in the park. Two police officers said they pulled over to stop that game, which they believed was illegal. The officer who shot Villanueva told the inquiry he feared one of the men in the park would try to take his weapon, so he fired three or four times. However, the judge's role in this inquest is not to assign blame, rather to recommend how to prevent similar deaths. Catherine Cullen, CBC News, Montreal.
Police in London say there is no credible evidence linking a British soldier to the deaths of Princess Diana and her companion Dodi Fayed. The two were killed in a car crash in Paris 16 years ago. Police say they received a tip in August suggesting that the military may have been involved in their deaths. But they say after extensive interviews and follow-ups, they will not be reopening the Diana case. Former U.S. National Security Agent Edward Snowden is offering his services to Brazil. One of the country's biggest newspapers has published an open letter from Snowden saying he would be willing to give the Brazilian government proof of American intelligence activity across South America in return for political asylum. Snowden is currently living in Russia after being granted temporary asylum. The Ontario government has announced it will allow the sale of Ontario wines at farmers' markets across the province. The only stipulation is that the wines sold must be made with Ontario grapes. BC is making a similar move, and along with wine, the province has okayed the sale of locally produced beer and hard liquor. Nashville has lost one of its legendary talents.
Now I've got heartaches by the number, troubles by the score.
Ray Price has died in Texas at the age of 87. Price started his recording career in the 1940s and would go on to have dozens of top 10 hits and sell millions of albums. His early bandmates included the likes of Willie Nelson and Roger Miller. Price and his friend Hank Williams are also credited with bringing what's now known as honky-tonk to the country music scene. And that is the CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody. The second half hour, we have a beautiful, cool minus 1 degrees here in the Creston Valley, and we're going up to plus 2 today with a 40% chance of rain showers or flurries. Well, we haven't got them yet, and if it starts to warm up, I can't see it being flurries unless it's up on top of the mountains. All right, time for a little Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from the Deja Vu album Teach Your Children right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they you.
tender years. I know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
And I
time for this day in rock and roll history on the show. Every day at approximately 8:15, we've got this very popular segment. We've got quite a few birthdays here for December the 17th. And let's see. Very first one, Art Neville, born in 1937. Of course, Art, keyboards and vocals for the Neville Brothers. And one of their big hits, Tell It Like It Is. Also born on this day in 1939, Eddie Kendricks, vocalist for the Temptations. And of course, their big hit, My Girl. Yep. 1942, Paul Butterfield, vocals and harmonica for the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and one of their big hits, Drivin' Wheel. And Paul Butterfield passed away on May the 4th, 1987. 1949, Paul Rogers, vocalist for Free and Bad Company, was born, and All Right Now, one of his big hits. 1950, Carlton Barrett, drummer for Bob Marley and the Wailers. And of course, one of their big hits, No Woman, No Cry. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years. On December the 17th, we're going to start in 1954, and that's when Bill Haley and the Comets put the first rock and roll song on the UK singles chart with Rock Around the Clock, which would later peak at number 4. 1955, while their hit Only You was still at number 2, The Platters, The Great Pretender, entered the Billboard R&B chart at number 13. And what else do we have here? 1963, James Carroll at WWDC in Washington, D.C., became the first disc jockey to broadcast a Beatles record on American airwaves. Carroll played I Want to Hold Your Hand, which he had obtained from his stewardess girlfriend, who brought the single back from Britain. Due to a listener demand, the song was played daily, every hour. And since it hadn't been released yet in the States, Capitol Records initially considered court action, but instead released the single earlier than planned. And in 1986, the Doobie Brothers reunite for a benefit at Palo Alto, California. The performance inspires a reunion tour for the next year. There you go. All right, we're going to start things off here with celebrating Eddie Kendricks' birthday, vocalist for the Temptations. Born on this day in 1939, and rather than playing My Girl, I thought I'd play The Way You Do the Things You Do right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the field. You know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so sweet. You know.
Do the things you do,
the way you do.
Butterfield. Hey.
The Atlantic Canada dark bitches enjoy listening to South Kootenai Radio.
All right. feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you'll understand.
Okay, there you go. The Doobie Brothers wrapping up another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. It was on this day in 1986 that the Doobie Brothers reunited for a benefit concert in California, and then that inspired them to go on a reunion tour. And before that, we had the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand. That was first played in North America on the radio station out of Washington, D.C. in 1963, even though it wasn't even released in North America yet. DJ's girlfriend brought the 45 back from England. And what else did we have? Before that, we had Free, All Right Now. Paul Rodgers, the vocalist of the band, born on this day in 1949. And then we had a little bit of a Paul Butterfield, born on this day in 1942. The song Mystery Train, done with the band as part of the Last Waltz album. And then we started things off with The Temptations, The Way You Do the Things You Do. And, of course, that's in celebration of the birthday of Eddie Kendricks, vocalist for the band, born on this day, 1939. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Let's see. Currently in the Crescent Valley, -1. And we are supposed to go up to 2 degrees today. They're calling for a 40% chance of rain showers or flurries as well. Now, over in Vancouver, the temperature there is 4 degrees and it's raining. Ooh, look at Yellowknife, -27 and snowing, -4 and cloudy in Calgary, -16 in Regina with a mix of sun and cloud, -18 with high winds and snow. Toronto, -9 and snow. -17 and sunny in Fredericton. And -12 and sunny in Charlottetown. And -4 with a mix of sun and cloud in St. John's, Newfoundland. All right, I've got some Chilliwack standing by with a song called Lonesome Mary. And this is just from their album of 1971, simply titled A Chilliwack, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Baby, passion for the music. South Kootenai Radio.
Are you gonna worry?
All right, the Doobie Brothers there with It Keeps You Running. And, of course, that particular song is supposed to be the start of our artist highlight. But I was asleep at the wheel here, and that song just played after, well, what did we have? We had Chilliwack, Lonesome Mary, and the Beatles, I, Me, Mine, from the Let It Be album. And, yeah, I got... Just got sidetracked here in the studio, no problem, because I have a few more songs here by the Doobies for our artist highlight, which, of course, is brought to you by Golden Treasures at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And the reason why I'm playing some Doobie Brothers here today is they got together in 1986 for a benefit concert, and that inspired them for a little bit of a reunion tour. Now, the band actually were active from 1970 to 1982, and then, as I said, they reformed there for that benefit in 1987, was it? Well, 86, but they went on tour in 1987. Now, they're an American rock band, and they've sold over 40 million albums worldwide throughout their career, and were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2004. I never heard of that, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. But I just read the stuff. Anyway, let's continue on with a few more songs by the Doobies here. We're going to start off with Blackwater right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Jump, jump in that paddle wheel, bumping black water, keep rolling on fast just the same.
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry at all. Well, if it rains, I don't care. Don't make no difference to me. Just take that streetcar, let's go uptown. Yeah, I like to hear some funky Dixieland and dance a honky tonk. And I'll be back. Some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
I want a hand, take me by the hand. pretty mama, gonna dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come take me by the hand.
Come on, baby.
South Kootenai Radio, tune into the Rock Hour at
5.
We'll be right back.
Is our artist highlight today, the Doobie Brothers, our little feature. Those guys getting together in 1986 for a benefit concert and then having a tour to Sioux, because it sparked so much interest in the band there. Yeah, we heard Evil Woman, Dark-Eyed Cajun Woman, Blackwater, and we started things off with It Keeps You Running right here on South Kootenai Radio. And that brings this edition of the morning show to a close. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget about the Hot Chicken and LP show today at noon, where we'll be playing a full album for you. And today will be the continuation of yesterday's two-disc set. Today we're going to be playing disc two of the Ultimate Jesse Cook. Some fine guitar playing on that particular hour of music. Anyways, have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you all on the flip side. We're going to have a short 4-minute, 30-second break, and then we'll be back with regular broadcasting, which continues on throughout the day. Check out the schedule at theskr.com to find out when your favorite program plays. Catch you later.
It is December 17th.